right now. I enjoyed talking with him a little bit earlier. This gentleman is currently the artist in residence at the Lincoln Center, and he's also going to be an artist in residence at for the Nantucket Historical Society. And he was telling me the stuff he carries around in his van. It's just amazing. Not just musical instruments like the Veron and the concertina and bones and things. He's got, what, 20 Civil War uniforms or something in his van?
Pirates, flintlocks, enough stuff to start a small rebellion.
You go to his workshop, which I think he said he's got one at 5 o'clock today, that will be about songs and stories of the Civil War, but be careful because you may end up dressed as a Civil War participant as well.
I don't know if I'm pulling them all out of the van.
Well, Mr. Bill Schustick's from Sarasota and the New York City area. He's going to be giving you some traditional American folk music, tell you some stories. Let's put our hands together and make them welcome.
Thank you. Come on and take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys, the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain. This is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. Oh, her power shall rest in the strength of her freedom. Her glory shall rest on us all. From Colorado, Kansas, and the Carolinas too, Virginia and Alaska, the old and the new, Texas and Ohio, the California shore. Tell me who could ask for more. This is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. Oh, her power shall rest in the strength of her freedom, her glory shall rest on us all. Yet she's only as rich as the poorest of the poor, only as free as a padlocked prison door, only as strong as our love for this land, only as tall as we stand. This is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. Oh, her power shall rest in the strength of her freedom, her glory shall rest on us all. So come on and take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys, the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain. This is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. Oh, her power shall rest in the strength of her freedom. Her glory shall rest on us all, on us all. Ah, great patriotic song by Phil Oakes. Of course, when he wrote that, our Congress was declaring him un-American at the time, but that's just because he disagreed with them, not with the rest of us. Phil Oakes, and that's a fitting and proper way for me. This is my first song of the festival this year. I was supposed to be on last night, but I had to cancel out because I had a prior commitment to a bunch of fifth graders teaching them the American Civil War. And one thing you cannot do is let down kids. So, just a couple songs for you. I'm only up here for a few minutes. One of my favorites. This world is not my home. I am bound across the river, just a poor wayfaring stranger, passing through. Roll along, roll along to the sea. Actually, I'm putting together a whole series of shows for the next 2 years to celebrate the Lewis and Clark expedition called Across the Wide Missouri. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you. Far away, rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see you. Away, we're bound away, crossing the wide Missouri. Oh, Shenandoah, I took an ocean. Oh, sail across the stormy ocean. Away, we're bound away, crossing the wide Missouri. Farewell, my love, I'm bound to leave you. Far away, rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I'll not deceive you. Away, we're bound in the wide Missouri. Oh, across the wide Missouri. Where should we go from there? All right. Yes, I am a shantyman on board a vessel of that name, Shenandoah, a topsail schooner, meaning she's square-rigged. In fact, I will use up 30 of my precious seconds to go get the picture and show it to you so you know what I'm talking about. Here, this would be. This is the vessel. And actually, this is where I'm headed presently. We leave here and head up north into the vineyard and then Nantucket to take care of things. 170 ton, no engine, and it takes 20 folks to raise just one of these sails on throat and peak halyards. Funny part of it is fifth grade kids do it better than adults, because the fifth grade kids are not afraid to sing.
You say?
Cape Cod girls ain't got no comb to behave away. Holla, away, well, they comb their hair with the codfish bone, bound for South Australia. So heave her up, my bully, bully boys. Heave away, them, holla, away. Heave her up, why don't you make a noise? And we're bound for South Australia now. Cape Cod boys ain't got no sled. Heave away, them, holla, away. Well, they slide down the hill on a codfish head, and we're bound for South Australia. So heave her up, my bully, bully boys. Heave away, them, holla, away. Heave her up, why don't you make a noise? And we're bound for South Australia. And that song goes on as long as you need it. Concertina, English concertina. Very difficult to learn how to play this because nobody allows you to practice it. Drives people nuts, drives dogs and cats just crazy. In fact, the person who dubbed this the squeak box is sitting right here in the front row. I know we're having a concertina workshop, I guess, tomorrow at sometime I guess we should call it the Squeak Box Workshop. However, to whistle up wind, old sailing tradition, particularly when you do not have an engine, the idea is you whistle up wind with music. And the captain, once in a while, because of a 170-ton vessel with no engine, calls upon the shantymen to whistle up wind. And he says, pull out that contraption of yours and whistle us up some wind. But he has me do it up in the doublings, up there. Now, I don't know if that's because the wind gods can hear it better up there, or the people on deck, it's a little more muted. But what I might use is, say, an old carolyn piece, and then we combine it with the old Scots rowan shanty. The crew actually put this together, and this is what we get. Out of time. I got one more minute, so I'll tell you what. Well, actually, my clock is 3 minutes fast, so I have 3 minutes. But so let's see, what can I fit into 3 minutes? I did a recording actually for the Museum of American Music, I think it's called. You know, I should know the name of it, since but it's the Stephen Foster Memorial Foundation up in Pittsburgh, and they had old time songs. And they wanted me to represent about three or four of them. And this is one that I'll just leave you with. It's kind of fun. It actually is from the 1590s. But its message is contemporary. Goes like this. Tobacco's bought an Indian weed. Grows green at morn, cut down at eve. It shows our decay. We're all made of clay. Think on this when you smoke tobacco. See, they didn't know it was bad for your health. They figured because you were having so much fun doing it, it was bad for your morals. The pipe that is so lily white, wherein so many take delight, 'tis broke with a touch. Man's life is such. Think on this when you smoke tobacco. The pipe that is so foul within shows how man's life is stained with sin. It does require to be purged by the fire. Think on this when you smoke tobacco. The ashes that are left behind do serve to put us all in mind. Man's life, no, man's life, I forgot what it serves. It serves to show that we all have to die. There you go. The smoke, which so high does ascend, shows how man's life must have an end. The vapor is gone, man's life is done. Think on this when you smoke tobacco. Both all the King George the First, the Second, and the Third forbade anybody to smoke in their presence. And there you go. I think I've used up my time, and we're ready. If not, I can sing you another song. Actually, because the Makeleys are coming up, and I'm a real fan of theirs, and we kind of got to know each other over a song that has a country yodel to it, so I guess I'll leave you with this instead. Okay, there we go. Well, this will be the one then. Here we go. Actually, I tie a lot of songs that I do in with stories. And at one point out in Michigan, it was about 10 years ago now, this elderly lady came up to me. I'd done this song, and she wanted me to know that her home had been marked by the hobos where she grew up. And it turned out during the Great Depression, they were near the tracks, so whenever her mother baked, you know, the aromas wafted on, so kind of knocks on the back door. And so it got to a point where her mother would cook five times as much, bake five times as much, because she was really baking for the hobos. And this girl remembered that she was in eighth grade. She was out there on the back porch with the hobos. She enjoyed associating with them, but she was really ticked off at an English assignment. She was having a temper tantrum, and one of the hobos looked up and says, you know, what is it, dear? They're a little surprised. She said, well, it's a stupid, stupid, stupid English stuff. It's not even English. Well, she said, it's a Shakespeare guy. And so this old hobo says, oh, William Shakespeare. And she says, you know him? Well, I know a little bit about it. And she said, well, see, you can't read it. It's not. And he said, well, do you want me to try? So she shows her where she's there. She shows him where he's trying to read. She's trying to read. And he picks it up, and he starts reading to her. He read to her all afternoon. She said that afternoon changed her life. She fell in love with Shakespeare. She became an English major. She graduated from school, went to high or college, became an English teacher, and then later on went back to college and got her doctorate and finished up her career as the head of English literature at one of our great Midwestern universities. It turned out that old hobo, like so many folks back then, had lost his job to the Depression, had lost his family, had lost his home, everything. His job was a professor of English literature. And yet, with his complete loss, he managed to ignite a little fire in a little girl that carried, I'm starting to sound like a Republican, that little flame to thousands and thousands of folks. Here's the song. Sleep, my little hobo. Let the towns drift slowly by. Can that steel rail humming. That's a hobo's lullaby. Do not think about tomorrow. Let tomorrow come and go. For tonight you've got a nice warm boxcar, safe from all this wind and snow. Lo-doo, lo-doo, Lord, you're